step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
All right, breaking news. A Republican representative was caught on a hot mic telling a constituent with full confidence that, yes, Donald Trump is, in fact, in the Epstein files, which is honestly the worst kept secret in the world. I know it. You know it. My grandma knows it. There are more photos of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein than of me and my own grandpa. I'm not even joking. Just hundreds of photos and videos of them at parties and behind the scenes pointing at women. But hearing a Republican representative, hearing Mike Collins, who's also a Georgia Senate candidate, hearing him say it in full confidence, with full confidence, that yes, of course the President of the United States is in the files due to his close proximity to Epstein, due to Epstein being at Mar-a-Lago all of the time, it just raises a lot of more questions. You know, do you guys remember before Trump took office for the second time, when an investigation into Matt Gaetz was thwarted by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and a few other Republicans on the panel? Republicans, for years, have been covering up these investigations in a top-down way while screaming to protect the children and save the kids, yet they hate it. They hate it when you talk about the investigation that showed Matt Gaetz Venmoing 17-year-olds. They hate it when you bring up the President of the United States being so closely embedded with Jeffrey Epstein that for some reason he's on Air Force One just admitting that, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, quote-unquote, stole girls from Mar-a-Lago. Absolute absurdities. Before I play this clip, just know that Mike Collins is not the sharpest tool in the drawer. This is a clip from a few months ago where he's trying to blame the 2020 riots on Biden, but Biden wasn't the president. Listen.
Then you fast forward to the Biden administration, who they put this on steroids and actually allowed the public to take part in this game. Example, Summer of Love, where rioters were out there burning police stations, assaulting officers, taking over our cities, where they were advocating to defund the men and women in blue who protect us. And they didn't just encourage it, y'all.
So he blames it on Biden, yet he's talking about 2020, which was Trump's first term, and a lot of this chaos was sown due to Donald Trump's own COVID policies, or lack thereof, and the police brutality that we all saw with our own eyes. So the Republican strongest weapon, Representative Mike Collins, who's now trying to get a Senate seat in Georgia, doesn't even know who is president in 2020, number one. Number two, he's caught on a hot mic basically just admitting what we've all known. Remember this clip of Jeffrey Epstein, quite incriminating.
Have you ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights.
So he's able to answer the first few questions, but he conveniently has to assert his 5th, 6th, and 14th. You only need your 5th, by the way. I don't know why he needs the 6th and the 14th. But he, for some reason, can't answer that one. Have you socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18? Which makes it all the more suspicious when we hear Representative Mike Collins on a hot mic at a county GOP event saying this.
I want to just ask my question, which was, you know, party unity, the Epstein files. I mean, do you think Trump's in there?
Yeah, I'm sure he's in there, because he's the one that was telling the FBI about it. He's the one that kicked the guy out of Mar-a-Lago and then called the FBI. Yeah, he's in there.
So, but, I mean, what's going to happen? Are you going to vote to release him or vote to keep him?
Oh, we need to release him.
You want to vote to release him?
Yeah, I have no problem releasing him. But, you know, you've got to go through the We got to go through the judicial. We all know that. But the problem is, you know, it'd be our luck that somebody's going to bleep somebody that was supposed to be protected. And then what?
Yeah, well,
so
you know,
they've got to go through and
victims' names and all that stuff.
They've got to go through and fix all of that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now you got judges that are saying, I'm not going to release anything, grand jury, blah, blah, blah. This lady's over here filing an appeal or whatever. And it's. I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a judge, but it is more complicated than just saying, boom, here's the files.
At the beginning of this clip, I love how confidently Representative Mike Collins says, yeah, of course he's in the files. He's the one that, you know, turned him in at Mar-a-Lago, which, number one, is not true. Number two, when you're admitting he's in the files because he knew what was going on at his own club, that's not a good look. Trump himself on Air Force One said that Jeffrey Epstein stole people from Mar-a-Lago and he didn't do anything until after a few people were stolen. But we know that the Virginia Giuffre happened and the incident happened in the early 2000s, about 2000 to 2001. Donald Trump in 2003 said Jeffrey Epstein likes them young. He likes young women. And then in 2003 to 2004, he sent him a letter. Then in 2004 is when Donald Trump separated with Jeffrey Epstein for one reason or another, but it was not related to the pedophilia. In fact, Donald Trump made jokes. He made sly remarks about that. This reads, MAGA lawmaker Mike Collins lobbed a political grenade into efforts from Team Trump to limit his exposure from fallout to the Epstein files. A constituent asked the MAGA lawmaker whether he believed Trump was in the files related to Jeffrey Epstein, the disgraced financier, who died by apparent suicide. Quote, yeah, I'm sure he's in there, Collins said. The White House has repeatedly pushed back after reports emerged that Trump was told in May he was in the files related to Epstein. Remember, the FBI sat him down in May and said, your name is in the Epstein files. It's littered throughout them. And from there, Elon Musk posted his tweet saying, Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's why they won't release them. Then Pam Bondi says, the files don't exist. From there, it's gotten even more weird and convoluted. We haven't even touched Ghislaine Maxwell being pulled out of her high security prison and taken to a minimum security prison after being interviewed behind closed doors. But I'll make another video about that later today if you guys want that. We'll continue to hammer this story home. I think it's really time to double down on the Epstein coverage at a time when mainstream media is beginning to let it slip. If you like that idea, make sure you drop a like below. And really quickly, Trump promised he would not make cuts to Medicaid or Medicare, but when Republicans got into power, Medicare was their first target. They had lied. They had cut Medicare for some of the most vulnerable Americans. And my relative recently turned 65. We were just shocked at how many scam calls, shady flyers we get in the mail. It's hard to know who to trust. And I only take sponsorships from companies that I have vetted. That's why I recommend Chapter. They're the only national Medicare advisor that searches every single plan and gives you clear, honest guidance. Listen, the call is free. So whether you're already on Medicare or you're about to turn 65, do not go at it alone. Call 706-312-8635 or click the link in the top of the description. Again, the call is free. The advice is unbiased. And the average person working with them saves $1,100. That's $1,100. So call the number on the screen or click the link in the top description. Thank you to Chapter for making these videos possible. Thank you to you all.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.